You're tuned to KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio. With KCBX News, I'm Tyler Pratt. Waterboarding is a form of torture that simulates drowning. And now a recently released video shows that it may be used as a punishment by members of a fraternity on the Cal Poly campus in San Luis Obispo. This is a video that was released by student media outlet Mustang News. Joining me is one of the reporters that broke this story, Austin Linthicum. Hi, Austin.
Hi, Tyler. Great to be with you.
Austin, can you describe what's in this video? Who's in it and what's happening?
So the video we obtained was taken at Beta Theta Pi, a fraternity on campus, at one of their satellite houses. And it was believed to be taken in spring of 2019. The video is only 2 seconds long, but it does show someone at the house, a male, laying on the ground with his face covered with a cloth. And then he's right underneath the hose spigot. So they're spraying water pretty aggressively onto him.
Okay, wow. Does the student appear to be a willing participant in this activity?
So it was said to have been the punishment for not making any shots in beer dye, just a pretty popular drinking game that's played on campus or in fraternities around here. That was what they said had happened from time to time if people did that, called trolling.
So does this raise any questions about consent in these situations? If the person might be a willing participant, but it's, mandatory to get accepted into a social group?
As we understand it right now, it was not part of the formal initiation per se into Beta, the fraternity. It was more of just something that happened when you were playing beer dye. So as far as we understand it, someone could have gotten out of that situation if they absolutely wanted to, but it was more of a peer pressure type situation.
Got it. But, also just as easily, the student could have, been injured or worse, as we see so many times in instances across the U.S. of students getting hurt or even dying. Why does hazing or these kind of punishments persist in this culture?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, what we do know is that there's definitely still a culture in some fraternities like that. This was video they obviously thought was not going to be public. It came out when one of our main sources was kicked out of the house for an unofficial fraternity party. This is something that we've seen in the past. I've been the editor-in-chief of Mustang News now for 2 years, and we've seen several incidences when fraternities have been either suspended or effectively kicked off of campus due to hazing. So it's definitely something that is taken very seriously at the school. With that said, though, the Beta fraternity is still not technically suspended by Cal Poly. They're just saying they're currently under investigation. That's something that's different from the past, is usually we'll see immediately after something will be revealed that some sort of hazing took place or an alcohol violation, they'll immediately put the fraternity on some sort of probation. But that has not seemed to have happened yet, according to the university.
Cal Poly has a very specific no hazing policy. So you're saying their response has been they're just investigating, no action has been taken?
Well, it's unclear exactly. When we had talked to the university, had very little information last night when we published the story, and we're waiting to hear back from them. But it was very unclear. This video was just sent directly to Mustang News, so we believe that it's possible that it's the first time that the university had seen the video. We're just not sure. So they had said that they were looking into something at Beta, but there was no further details they could provide. So the investigation very likely could have widened now that more information is becoming available.
Austin Linthicum, the editor-in-chief of Mustang News and a Cal Poly student, thank you for joining us and explaining this issue.
Thank you, Tyler.
And you can check Mustang News for updates on this situation and all sorts of Cal Poly news. You're tuned to KCBX, listener-supported public radio.